Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about what is your price? What is your price threshold that it is going to take for you to take an experimental pharmaceutical jab? What is your price threshold? The reason that I ask this is because people have asked me quite a bit. They hear me talk about the jab. They hear me talk about how I think it's a joke. And they ask me, they say, and they know that I travel. They know that I've traveled before and that I enjoy it. And I would love to go travel some more. And so people will ask me, they'll say, will you take the jab if you need it to travel? I look at them, I'm kind of like, fuck no. They're like, really? But why? Like, how will you travel? Like, well, if that means I can't travel, then I guess I can't travel. Like, I'm not going to sell my fucking soul just because I want to travel. You can't buy me. I'm nobody's slave. Okay, nobody owns me. You don't have control over me. And you can't dangle a carrot over my head and say, hey, here you go, here you go. Okay, that's essentially what is happening. I've heard so many people, they're like, oh, well, I got it because I want to travel. And that's why I got it. Even though I have concerns about it, I still want to travel. So, like, okay, so you have concerns about it. And yet you still took it willingly, despite those concerns. So everybody has a price. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, because you'd have to pretty much force me to take it unwillingly. But I'll tell you, I would fucking I wouldn't go down without a fight, that's for sure. Okay, so that's all that's happening, and that's how you have to look at it. Okay, there's places that are offering free burger and fries. You get a milkshake with that too. You're getting free ice cream. University of Alberta here in Canada offered a contest for free tuition. Like, what the hell? There was a contest for $25,000 somewhere in the States. There was one place that was offering $100 for every single person who got vaccinated. So if you went there and you got vaccinated, they would give you $100. They're bribing children, to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug. They're bribing them with Xboxes, gift cards for gaming. First of all, my question is, why do you need to bribe people in order to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug? Why do you need to bribe people? That's essentially what it is. Okay, is that it's they're just paying you. In a way, they're just paying you. People partake in pharmaceutical drug trials all the time, and they actually offer compensation. I knew a gentleman. He was part of a Facebook group who I was part of, and we got to talking one time, and he said, I can't remember what the drug was or what it was for, but he just said that, yeah, it's a 6-week long trial, and I can't remember his compensation for it, but I just remember that he was part of a pharmaceutical drug trial. So, but the thing is that if the compensation wasn't at that certain price threshold, he wouldn't have partook in it. So you see how that works. So what is your price threshold? Well, Nathan, I want to see my family again. That's why. Okay, I hear you. Understandable. You want to see your family. Everybody's got to see their family. Yep, understandable. But what if you didn't need to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug? Because that's what it is, okay? Just because you put a fancy label on it doesn't change it from that. It's still not only just a pharmaceutical drug, it is a experimental pharmaceutical drug. So, I hear you. You want to see your family. So that's a pretty good price threshold. So when you have a price threshold like that, you say, I want to see my family, and in order to see my family, I have to take the experimental pharmaceutical jab. Okay. However, you still question it. You still say, well, I have concerns about this experimental pharmaceutical drug. I'm going to look into it further. So then you start looking into it. And then the more you look into it, you say, well, I actually have a far greater chance of dying on my way to see my family. I know people who have to drive 8 hours to go see their parents. 8 hours. And it's like in the northern Canadian roads where there's like small, like you have the chance of deer, animals, moose, bears, all kinds of things that can run out in front of you. I hate driving on those roads. I've done it quite a bit this summertime, actually, as well. You see animals all the time. You know how dangerous it is if a moose runs across the road, and they always do it. I actually saw it not too long ago, coming home from my friend's house. A moose was hit by a vehicle, and it does incredible damage. It can, if it's big enough, it can actually come down, and if your vehicle is small enough, it can come down and crush you and kill you. But you have a far greater chance of dying from something like that on your way to see your family than you do of this whole pandemic. So your option to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug to go see your family, but your chances of dying on the way to go seeing your family is far greater than the reason as to why you would take the experimental pharmaceutical drug in the first place, then that means you don't need to take the experimental pharmaceutical drug. You can say, well, this is essentially useless because my chances of dying from something else are actually quite greater. You are 40 times more likely to die from something else. 40. 4-0. 40 times. That's a lot. It's actually quite interesting. I met a gentleman the other day. He was telling me about how he had COVID twice. He was telling me how he always wears his masks and takes his precautions, and he has taken the experimental pharmaceutical jab. I think both of them. And then he was wondering why I didn't. Well, first of all, it's of nobody's business, okay, whether I have or have not. And second of all, it is my choice. What I do with my body is completely up to me. But it was an interesting conversation because I said, well, you tell me that you've got the jab twice, you wear your masks, you take precautions, you don't go to unnecessary places. That is really interesting. I'm like, now, did you know that you have an 8 times more likely chance of dying from cancer than you do from this? I'm going to try and refrain from saying certain words in this podcast because they will flag YouTube and certain systems, and then my accounts will be banned. So just so you know. So, and he says, no, I didn't know that. I said, okay, what are you doing to prevent that? since you are 8 times more likely just to die from that, just from cancer. I haven't factored in heart disease. I haven't factored in strokes. I haven't factored in diabetes or anything else. I just said cancer. That is it. But just that alone, you are 8 times more likely to die from that than this other thing that you're so afraid of. So you've taken all these precautions in your life to hopefully not die from that. What are you doing about this that you're actually 8 times more likely to die from? Needless to say, he didn't have an answer, right? They never do, because they're clueless, because they have no idea. All they know is what the media tells them. The media tells them to be afraid of something. So they are now afraid of something. If the media told them to be afraid of cancer, well, guess what? They would be afraid of cancer. But the media doesn't tell them that. Even though it came straight from the media. That's where I got the information. But it's not plastered 24/7, right? So, what is your price, right? You want to see your family, but then you look into it more and you say, well, the chances of me dying on the way to seeing my family is far greater. So essentially, I don't actually need this experimental pharmaceutical drug that is not approved by anyone. Other people's price threshold is that they want to travel. Yes, don't get me wrong, I've traveled. I've traveled to 7 different countries and I loved it. It was amazing, okay? Spent 3 years doing it. I love food, and I just ate so much food all around the world. It was just amazing. But the thing is, at the end of the day, you can't buy me. I'm nobody's slave. Nobody owns me, okay? I'm not some puppet that you can just dangle some carrot in front of and say, oh, do you want to travel again? Yes, I do. But at what cost? Let's say I go to New Zealand. Or let's say I get the experimental pharmaceutical drug, and then that allows me to travel, and then there I am in New Zealand. I travel all that way, I get to my hotel, and I'm thinking, yes, I'm in New Zealand. This is exciting. I can't wait to start exploring tomorrow. But first, I must rest because I am tired and I must get some sleep. So I lay my head down and I close my eyes. Now, there's 2 types of people. One type of person, they can sleep through this. No problems. They have no shame in what they did. However, for myself, I lay my head down in a situation like this, and the thought goes through my head, there's only one reason why you are here in this hotel and laying your head down in this country right now. It's because you sold your soul. You gave up your dignity. You gave up your integrity. You gave up who you were and what you believed in. For what? So that you could travel? Well, here you are, in New Zealand. How do you feel? Me personally, I wouldn't feel very good about that. Like I said, there's 2 types of people. There's one type of person, they don't think of this stuff. They don't give a shit that they just sold out. They don't care. But me, I have a bit of self-respect for who I am, what I believe in. And I can't just lay my head down knowing that I totally sold myself out. So, yes, I love traveling. I love seeing the different sights. I love experiencing the different things. But at what cost? You can't buy me. I don't care what it is. You could offer me $1 million. Say, here, take this. The thing is that you have to remember, and I wish people realize this, is that, let's say I came to you and I said, hey, have you bought any Bitcoin yet? And you say, no, I haven't. Really? You haven't bought any Bitcoin? Okay, well, you should really buy some Bitcoin. And you're kind of like, yeah, I might. Thanks. Next day I come to you, I say, hey, have you bought any Bitcoin? Like, no, I haven't. Hey, look, you should really buy some Bitcoin. Okay, like, I mean, like, really. And when you buy it, use this link right here. Okay, don't use any other link. This is the one you want to use, okay? This one right here. Okay. Come back the next day. Hey, did you buy that Bitcoin yet? You're like, no, I haven't. I'm still not sure if I want to. Well, you really should. You should really buy Bitcoin. And don't forget, that link I gave you, use that one. Only that one. Don't use any other one. And make sure that you buy over $1,000 worth. Okay, you have to buy over $1,000 worth. Okay, it's just gonna boom, and you want your $1,000 to grow, right? So just make sure it's $1,000. And then every single day I'm hammering you news and saying, asking you if you bought your Bitcoin yet. Naturally, at least I would hope, you would say, man, why is this guy always up in my grill about Bitcoin? And why does he want me to use that link? He never tells me why, that link. And why does it have to be over $1,000? I don't know. Something's weird. That's natural. That, at least it's natural to me. Someone comes up to me and says that they're the Prince of Nigeria and they need to house 25 million US dollars into my bank account. Well, why me? And I'm gonna raise some flags and say, well, first of all, are you actually the Prince of Nigeria? And why did you choose me and how did you get my email? Like, this is the exact same thing in life. And that's what I don't get, is that we have these mechanisms where we're skeptical about things. But for some reason, we can't see it right in front of our face when they're bribing. They're literally bribing children with Xboxes to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug that is not approved. There's a lot of approved drugs that we have here in Canada, but there's also a lot of unapproved ones. If you go down to the USA, there's drugs that are down there that we can't get up here in Canada, and vice versa. There's actually a lot of drugs in Mexico that are not approved here, but you can get them down there. So whether that's good or not is depending. But the thing is, if it's not approved, I would like to look into it further. Why is that not approved? Now, there could be a few reasons as to why it's not approved. One, it could be so beneficial that it actually cuts into the money-making profits of the pharmaceutical industry. So that's why they don't approve it. Okay? Or it's just really bad and it kills people. And they're like, yeah, we did approve that one before, but we don't tell people that. We just say that it's not approved anymore. But that is the thing. What is your price threshold? I don't have a price threshold. You can't buy me. Okay? I'm nobody's slave. Okay? There's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do that can make me take this. It's my body. It's my choice. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. Nobody can force me. If you feel that you need this experimental pharmaceutical drug in order to feel safe, then go ahead and get it. But don't forget, and this is what blows me away, on the news, time and time again, they always say, even if you have both of the jabs. You still have to wear a mask. You still have to watch what you're doing. Because why? Because you can still get the virus. You can still pass the virus along. That is not me saying that. It's not like I said, I don't just wake up and just decide to like pull bullshit out of my ass. This is straight from the people who are giving the experimental pharmaceutical drug. This is straight from them. They're the ones who say it. And that's what blows me away. So there's like this hatred towards people who choose not to get it. And it's like, how can you hate on me for not getting it? Because let's say there's a concert and it's only for people who have taken the experimental pharmaceutical drug. Okay. And so let's say there's 5,000 people at that concert. Why are they allowed to do that? Because they can still get it and they can still pass it along. That concert right there is still a petri dish of virus. Just, that's a super spreader event right there. It literally is. That's scientific. Okay, because it's not me. It's the scientists who are coming out and saying, look, even if you've got this, you can still get it. You can still pass it on. So it doesn't matter if it's a concert full of people who haven't taken the experimental pharmaceutical drug, or it's a concert of people who have taken it. They're still susceptible. They're both still susceptible to getting it, passing it along, and spreading it around. So it's just that's what blows my mind. It's just these people are fucked. Like, these people are fucked. Like, how can like this just like make sense? Sometimes I just want to like pinch myself, and I'm like, I gotta be dreaming. There's no possible way that this is real life. There's just no way. Like, maybe I was like in a car accident, because I was in a car accident like many moons ago. Maybe I'm still in the hospital from that car crash, and like I'm actually just living in the dream. And so that's why the world is so crazy, because like I look at the world and I always try to like make sense of it. And I think the only way that makes sense is either A, I'm from totally a different planet, B, we're living in a simulation, and there's like the whole system's just like crashing, C, I'm in a coma right now, living in a clown world where men are allowed to compete against women in Olympics, and that's okay. it's absolutely nuts. It is absolutely wild. So what is your price? What is your price? Now, the thing is that, let's say my job came to me and said, hey, in order to work here, you need to take the experimental pharmaceutical jab. I've set up myself and my life in such a way so that I don't need this job. I'm here because I choose to be. They don't own me. I'm nobody's slave. So if that's what you want to do, well, first of all, I'm pretty sure that's highly illegal, that you're forcing me to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug that is not approved. It is not approved. So how can you force me to take that? I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Okay? But at the end of the day, even if they came to me and said that, well, okay, I'll go somewhere else. That's totally fine. Okay? I don't have a brand new vehicle that I got payments at the wazoo. I'm paying insurance at the wazoo. Okay? I own a 2012 MacBook Pro. Cost me what, $700, I think like 5 years ago. I just bought some brand new shoes that I found at the thrift store for $25. Like, I got a luggage case from the thrift store that I think all three of them add up to maybe $50. Mind you, they are worth hundreds of dollars. They're incredible. I love finding me a good deal. But my point is that I'm not going out there buying shit unnecessarily. I'm taking a look and saying, do I need that? And what would happen if my job came to me and said, you need to take the experimental pharmaceutical jab in order to work here? I don't want to be left with a bunch of payments that I still have to, where I'm forced to do something. So I can say goodbye. I don't need you. I'll find somewhere else. And if they want to be stupid like that as well, well, fine. Guess what? I'll just hammer down and get some more clients for my website business. All right? Because I can do that. I have that ability. So let's say for a lot of people, I'm not saying buying a house or buying a brand new vehicle. Well, buying a brand new vehicle, it's probably one of the biggest, worst things you can do with your money. Okay? You can look into it time and time again. It's probably one of the worst things you can do with your money. Not saying having kids is bad. Not saying education is bad. I'm not saying, you know, having a career is bad, any of that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is that before making these big rash decisions, you got to think about what if. And if you do make these big rash decisions, will you be faced in a situation where you will have to give up your dignity? You'll have to sell your soul in order to continue that lifestyle? See, I like being able to put my head down on my pillow here in Canada, knowing that I gave the finger to them and said, I don't need your travel, okay? You can't buy me. And I get to rest easy at night, knowing that I stood up for what I believed in. I couldn't do that if I gave in, sold my soul, and was able to travel. And I'm sure there's ways around it. I'm 100% sure that there's going to be ways around it. Okay? It's illegal to sell drugs. It's illegal to traffic guns. It's illegal to traffic humans. Does it still happen? Yeah. In droves. Okay, you know how many vehicles come across the border from USA, Canada, Mexico, USA? All the time. It's highly illegal. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. There's ways around it. So, you always have to remember these things. So, what is your price threshold? Another one thing I'll leave you with is one day at my job, we were in the lunchroom. And one of the managers comes in. He's a big manager guy. He's like, you know what I love doing? He's like, I love taking a drive through the parking lot. I go up and down each aisle, and it just puts a smile on my face. And he's like, because I see all those brand new trucks, nice and shiny and clean. They got all the bells and whistles. He's like, I love seeing that. Because all those guys have to come into work. I was like, yeah, that's very much true. That is 100% true. I said, while you're in there, well, I didn't actually say this, but if you look down at the end, you'll see a busted ass old Toyota Sienna. Fucking loud ass brakes, loud ass exhaust. You wouldn't want to fall asleep in that vehicle because you die of carbon monoxide poisoning. The exhaust leak was so bad. Just a beater that I paid $500 for. But you know what that thing allows me to do? I don't drive it anymore, but at the time I did. That thing allows me to have choices in my life. That if I wanted to pick up my life and do something else, I have that freedom to be able to do so. Yeah, it's not attractive. Okay, but I'm not here to, you know, be dropping any panties. Okay, it's not my goal. I have no interest in trying to impress anybody with a vehicle. And if you are impressed by a vehicle, well, you're probably not somebody who I'm interested in. Okay, so if it repels those people, the better. So after that, I sold that. I actually bought it for $500. I sold it for $4, I think 10 months later. And then I bought a Dodge pickup that I took that $400 and put towards, and I paid $1,000 for that that pickup truck. And then I sold that, I think it was 8 months later, for $500. And then I bought a $5,000 vehicle. So all, I have a life that if I need to make changes, if the government wants to come out and say, this is what we're doing, I can say, well, guess what? I'm gonna give you the finger and I'm gonna be on my way, okay? I'm gonna pack my bags because I don't own a whole lot of things. Now, I'm not saying that to live my life is the way that everybody should live their life. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is we gotta think things through a little bit more. And you don't wanna be stuck in a position where you're totally against something like an experimental pharmaceutical drug, but then all of a sudden you're faced with a dilemma where you can't work anymore unless you do. And then you're thinking, there's no other way I can make money. How can I put the food on my children's backs? Food on my children's backs? Food on the table for my children, clothes on the backs of my children. How can I put the roof over the children's heads? So just think about these things. All right, so what is your price? And what if, would you have to sell your soul in order to provide? And if you do, well, how would you feel about that? And you might even like try and sell yourself, well, you know what, like it's pretty good, like, you know, like I'm sure I'll be fine. No, dude. You sold your soul. You sold your dignity. You sold your integrity. You went against everything that you believed in. For what? And that's what you're showing your kids. That's what you're showing your family. That's what you're showing your husband, your wife. See, a real man, a real woman, a real father, a real mother would stand up for what they believed in and would say no. So just some thoughts to think about. Think about what if. What if you're faced with that dilemma? And what would you do? Do you have an exit strategy? Do you have an exit plan? Something. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can find me on YouTube, Unplugged Freedom. You can find me on Telegram, Unplugged Freedom. You can find me on Rumble. You can find me on your favorite podcast, Unplugged Freedom. So you can also visit unpluggedfreedom.com and join my mailing list there as well. So thank you for listening. All right. Don't be a slave to the system. Don't be bought. You do not have a price. Okay. Nobody can buy you. Keep your dignity. Keep your integrity. Stand up for what you believe in. And I will talk to you later.